Hi, guys. How you doing?
You talk about the confidence you guys have playing playoff games at home where you've never lost.
Well, I don't think any of that matters. I think that, the team that plays best on Sunday is the team that's going to win. So I don't think it has anything to do with home or road or the team that executes the best going to win.
You know, Tom, 5 or 6 years ago, it seemed like you guys were kind of the darlings of the NFL, you know, the underdogs, that sort of thing. Now you've won, it appears that's changed completely. A lot of people have you as enemy number one outside New England. How does that feel? How do you, what does the team think about that, that sensation?
Well, I think we concern ourselves not with how people think about us, but how we hope we can perform each week. So whether people like us or don't like us, it's really out of our control. So just try to focus on doing your job and being as well prepared as possible and hopefully playing well each week. So I know we're all happy to be a part of this organization and to have the opportunity to play in another AFC Championship game. And I know I'm excited about that.
As you get closer to the ultimate goal, has your team's, you know, one game at a time or 1 week at a time approach been harder to maintain as the season has gone on?
I don't think so. I think that that's really worked. So, you know, Coach Belichick really stresses the importance of preparation each week and not to look hard. You can't win a game 2 weeks from now. You can really only prepare for the team that you play. And you know, we had so many tight games this year. I really think the preparation we put in has been so critical to what we've accomplished. So it's extremely challenging this week when you play a team as dangerous as the Chargers are, who's got talent at every position. And you know, they're 1 year removed from being 14-2, and it's really the same team back. So this is the best team in the second half of the season, averaging 30 points a game, and giving up 13 points a game with 48 turnovers and 5 turnovers in the postseason, over 40 sacks this year. And guys like Gates and Chambers and Tomlinson and Phillip Rivers are all Pro Bowlers, and they can rush the passer, and Cromartie with all the interceptions. And it's a really dynamic pass rushing group of linebackers and defensive linemen. And, it's going to be extremely tough for us this week.
Have you taken much time or any time to reflect on what an incredible season it has been so far, or have you purposely not done that?
No, I think we're really at the same point we were last season, and I wasn't very happy with the way last year ended. So we're no better than we were last year at this time. So I know this is the most important game of the year, and we got to put as much as we can into it.
Tom, can you talk about the karma? You guys started it with the Super Bowl wins in 01 and 03, and of course the Red Sox, and now the Celtics. You guys go to each other's games, and just kind of talk about the positive karma and energy for all the sports there in New England right now.
Well, I'm sure the fans are really excited. I mean, you're right, it's been a great season, and the Red Sox winning, and the way the Celtics have played, and our regular season has been, I'm sure, fun for our fans. But like I said, it all means nothing if we lose this week. So we've got to try to, we got to try to find a way to win this week and give our fans reasons to be happy and cheerful and excited about our team again. So we don't look too far forward.
You went to the championship game and then obviously the Super Bowl in your first year as a starter. Can you think back that far and how excited you were and how different it is when you've been there a couple times?
Well, hopefully I've learned from the experiences that I've had, and going into my eighth season, I feel that I'm more prepared now than I've been, and I'm excited about this game. I've had five opportunities to play in this game, and that's very fortunate to be able to be a part of that. So I've seen a lot, and I've seen a lot, and as a team, I think now we've been through a lot, so I said that we can draw back on those experiences and hopefully use them to our advantage.
Any advice you'd give him?
To give who?
Phillip Rivers.
Well, Phillip doesn't need my advice. He's a quarterback. He's led his team this far. He doesn't need advice from me.
Tom, can you talk about the impact that Randy Moss has made, and have you started making your pleas already for him to come back next year?
I did try to concern myself with my performance, and I know he's, you know, I obviously have a lot of confidence in what he's been able to accomplish, and he's the best receiver in the league, so that speaks for itself. It makes it easier as a quarterback when he just throws the ball up in the air and he goes up and catches it. So I know he's excited about this week, and I think as a team, whether it be Randy or Wes or Vrabel or, you know, all these other guys, we've got to be ready to play our best.
Tom, there's a bit of cold in the forecast for this weekend. How does playing in a 15-degree game compare with, you know, 40-degree temperature in January?
But once again, it's really out of our control. And it's got to be more mentally tough to overcome, you know, the cold weather. You're not going to win the game because the weather's cold or because it's hot or because it's rainy. You're going to win it because you execute better. And our opponent this weekend is the San Diego Chargers, and not the weather and or the wind or the rain or the snow. It's the team that we're lining up across against. So that's going to be the toughest opponent we face all season.
Tom, given the relationship you've been able to establish with Randy Moss, does it trouble you, the allegations that he's facing right now?
I'm sorry?
Tom, given the relationship with Randy that you've been able to establish this year, does it trouble you, the allegations that he's facing right now?
That's the farthest thing from my mind. I could really care less about that.
Tom, can you talk about your working with Josh McDaniels, and how do you look at him as a head coaching prospect in the future?
Who's that? I'm sorry?
Josh McDaniels. Just talk about your relationship with him, and do you think he could make a good head coach in the future?
I'm sure he has goals, and he's worked extremely hard to get to the position he's in now, and I think we're lucky to have him. So he's done a great job as a leader and as a communicator and as a coach, and obviously as a player. So he's a great coach.
Tom, Lawrence hard not to notice what Antonio Cromartie has done this year, the 10 interceptions, the one in the Colts game. What have you seen on him on tape, and do you have to look for him on basically every play?
Well, he's a dynamic player for them, and he's got 11 interceptions, and he makes plays every game. They match up some of the best receivers, and from playing him last year, he's improved so much, and that happens a lot from your first year to second year. And he's obviously got a lot of talent. He's big and physical, and he's tough, and he's smart. He's got every attribute you look for in a top-flight corner. So we're going to have to, you know, be careful when you throw around him, because if you throw it up there, he'll make the play.
Tom, Lawrence Maroney was a guy who's been hot for the postseason, hot late in the year, but he wasn't always that way heading into the season. Was the plan to sort of hold back a little bit on using Maroney so that he'd be big for you in the postseason and let you take over as running the offense?
No, I think every week calls for something different, so really whatever we feel like we need to do to win a game, that's what we do, and that's up to Coach Belichick. So just as a quarterback, I just try to run the plays that are called.
How much say do you have over the offensive game plan each week?
I have none. I just kind of do what they tell me to do.
Gotcha.
Tom, have the Patriots played this season with a chip on their shoulder?
No, I think we try to play as hard as we can each week, and we have high expectations that Coach Belichick has set for us since mini camp, and we're trying to go out there and just be the best team that we can be. There's plenty of motivation in the fact that you're trying to do your job, and if you don't do your job well, you get fired. So I think that's great motivation for everybody.